You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 390 new local COVID-19 cases and two more deaths. One woman in her 40s, a close contact who wasn't vaccinated, died at her home in southwestern Sydney, while a man in his late 90s from Newcastle who was vaccinated died in palliative care in the Hunter, New England area. There are currently 391 cases in hospital, with 63 cases in intensive care and 30 requiring ventilation. Of the 63 people in ICU, four are in their 20s, six are in their 30s, five in their 40s, and 15 in their 50s. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marianne Gale says authorities are seeing a large number of younger adults being affected by the Delta variant.
In the last 14 days, that 20 to 29 year old age group we have seen being the biggest numbers. And so I just want to particularly encourage younger adults in our community to please take the stay-at-home orders in the Greater Sydney area, as seriously as you possibly can. Please follow the advice. Please get tested. Please get vaccinated. Of the 63 people who are in ICU, 55 are not vaccinated.
The new cases to 8pm last night come from almost 131,000 tests. Outside Sydney, six are from Western New South Wales, five are from Hunter, New England, and two are from the Central Coast. There were no new cases in Tamworth, Formidable, and the Northern Rivers regions, but the Dubbo region recorded 25 new infections, with some of the new cases among the region's large Indigenous population. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says extra vaccine doses have been delivered there to help protect locals from the virus.
They were getting vaccines up there as quickly as possible. They were getting about 8,000 vaccines to add to the vaccines that New South Wales was already sending up to Walgett. But is it a serious issue for the local community? Yes, it is, very much so, because the ICU in a hospital, in a place like that, is nowhere near what we would expect in Sydney. So that's why the entire New South Wales Health Service is on high alert and is asking the community up there to definitely stay at home.
An Australian man who lost both his parents to COVID-19 has urged others to abide by the health rules and get vaccinated. In an interview with SBS Arabic 24, Khalil Ibrahim says the loss of his mother, a cancer survivor, and father had been very painful. In a message to the residents of Sydney's southwest area where he lives, Mr. Ibrahim urged people to ignore misinformation about the virus and take it seriously.
Please, please do the vaccine. Don't listen to anyone. You love your loved ones, your parents. I've been 7 days. I haven't slept yet. My eyes are not closing. I can't. Please do the vaccine. Don't listen to anybody.
And businesses in coronavirus hotspots will be on safer legal ground to mandate vaccines under new advice from the workplace regulator. The Fair Work Ombudsman has released updated information for employers after Prime Minister Scott Morrison rejected calls to indemnify businesses. The advice sets out four tiers of work environments, with the top two including staff who interact with infected or vulnerable people. The Ombudsman says it's likely to be reasonable for businesses in both tiers to mandate immunisation, while work environments where staff interact with customers, other employees or the public are considered to be the third tier. For those businesses, the Ombudsman says in areas where no community transmission has occurred for some time, a direction to employees to be vaccinated is less likely to be considered reasonable. Speaking after National Cabinet, Mr. Morrison said vaccines will only be mandated in very specific circumstances.
Well, the Commonwealth Government and the State Government are not asking them to put those mandatory requirements on at all, because it's not a mandatory program. By all means, encourage them, of course. But a requirement for them to do it is only being done in very specific circumstances. Quarantine workers, those who work in the aged care sector.
And Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced a further expansion of the state's COVID-19 vaccine program, aiming to administer a million doses over the next 5 weeks. It comes as Victoria records 15 new locally acquired coronavirus cases, including 4 mystery infections from just over 40,000 tests. 8 of the cases have been in quarantine for their entire infectious period. Mr. Andrews says he believes 60% of eligible Victorians will be fully vaccinated by the end of September.
I think that particularly younger people are very keen to get the best vaccine they can, and the best vaccine they can get, as the Chief Health Officer reminds us, is the one that is available today. So there'll be experienced health professionals to take you through that process at each of our sites. That'll be rolled out in coming days, and throughout the next 5 weeks we'll have AstraZeneca available for everybody everywhere, as well as Pfizer.
And 7 new locally acquired infections have been detected in Queensland, bringing the number of active cases in the state to 158. All of the cases are linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster and were in home quarantine for their entire infectious period. Meanwhile, testing capacity is being increased in the ACT as people rush to get tested for COVID. The ACT has recorded 2 new COVID-19 cases, with Canberra's outbreak growing to 6 and prompting a snap lockdown. Chief Minister Andrew Barr has appealed for people without symptoms and those who have not been identified as close contacts to stay at home, adding there will be an opportunity to get tested in coming days.
We understand that there will be many people who are anxious and want to get the peace of mind of a negative test result. But the priority right now is to test the close contacts and anyone who has symptoms.
And Western Australia will demand arrivals from New South Wales to prove they have had at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine under tough new arrangements. Travellers must also provide proof of a negative PCR test in the 72 hours prior to departure, Premier Mark McGowan announced on Friday. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.